שלום ליהודים, שלום לבני נוח, שלום לגויים. It's the evening of the sixth day, Ches ben Menachem Av, Tavshinayin Hei, Parashas Dvarim, the evening of the fifth day, Thursday, 23 July 2015, webcasting from the envy of the world. What is original Christianity, the Church of Rome, if not the claim that Christians are the real Jews, ergo the promised land belongs to them? What is Islam, if not the same claim in a different key? Read the Hamas Covenant, whose first lines make the claim that the Muslims are God's favorite people. In both cases, there is no originality, only plagiarism, intellectual property theft. And again, yours truly smiles, for willy-nilly both groups of believers believe in the truth of the Torah. There is one God, and he chose one people for a special role and designated a small country for them to live in. Only world anti-Jewry cannot accept his choice for his people. Both know better. Both cannot tolerate the Jews living out their faith in their little country, which is, when you think about it, a unique phenomenon on the globe. I mean, the Japanese act out and honor the rituals of their native religion, Shinto, and nobody bothers them about that. The same for the Hindus in India and the cargo cults in New Guinea. Only the Jews must be prevented from living according to their religion in their tiny country. Top story today was the continuing conflict over Susia. J-Post astonishingly headlined its front page cover story, quote, "The Invention of a Village," which yours truly found way out of character. I mean, they have never published a submission by me, and in part I suspect because they don't want to publish the one-line bio at the end, namely, Shai Ben-Tekoa is the author of Phantom Nation, Inventing the Palestinians as the Obstacle to Peace. In enlightened circles, anyone who thinks like that is either a racist, fascist member of Meir Kahana's cult or an old fool like Golda Meir, who denied the existence of this ancient people, too. Well, the Susia story is a classic, a microcosm, really, of the last half-century of post-Holocaust anti-Jewism, when the sights and smells of Auschwitz made world news. People were so disgusted, nauseated. Anti-Semitism was finished, at leastwise in its Nazi incarnation and the crackpot theories of the previous 100 years, when the very name anti-Semitism was invented after Europeans had lost their faith in Christianity. Well, post-Holocaust, Europeans were bereft of a permissible way to hate the Jews, and it took a couple of decades, but eventually they came up with the saga of the ancient ones, this hallucination of an ancient people living here as the victims of us racist, fascist, imperialist Jews who were no better than the Nazis who had persecuted us. That is the meaning of the Nakba. And here is the latest episode. It seems that this Arab village called Susia now is home to over 300 Arabians, and just about lock, stock, and barrel is a creation of one European country after another via their contributions to charities and NGOs and direct assistance funds to the Palestinian Authority. The myth of the Palestinians has become this generation's deicide charge, and to make it stick, the Europeans spend millions supporting local anti-Jew NGOs manned by anti-Semitic Israelis. We do have such internal enemies in every generation. And on such projects, they have provided the infrastructure for this phony Potemkin village in order to deny the barren land to the Jews who had come to restore an ancient synagogue for a truly ancient Jewish community on the site. Gerald Steinberg's NGO Monitor today, the website that is, has the particulars, if you're interested. I looked at them and it took my breath away. For example, Rabbis for Human Rights, run by the demented reform Rabbi Arik Asherman from the States, who comes across like a 1960s fossil copy of an Abby Hoffman or Jerry Rubin hippie, and his outfit, Rabbis for Human Rights, are orchestrating the resistance to the IDF and Israeli Supreme Court order to demolish this phony baloney encampment. They receive money from the UK consulate, from an NGO in Europe called the Human Rights and International Law Secretariat, whatever that is, It's a front, evidently, funded by Sweden, Switzerland, Denmark, Holland. Ascherman also gets money from Spain, the EU, NGOs in Germany, the Catholic Church in Ireland, the Norwegian Church, I guess that's the national one there, a church in Holland, the Church of Sweden, and of course, help from the mixed multitude of anti-Jew Jews who run the New Israel Fund. B'Tselem is also included in this list. Indeed, one of its employees had an op-ed in the New York Times today complaining about Susia. B'Tselem gets money also from the EU, from France, from a Danish NGO, a Swedish NGO, the government of Norway, another Irish Catholic NGO, a German NGO, UNICEF, Catholic Relief Services, World Vision, I think that's an American anti-Jew Christian outfit, the same Human Rights Secretariat, and more of the same NGOs giving money, the same money to Ascherman's scam. Then NGO Monitor lists another half dozen of these NGOs, also supplied by all these European governments and front organizations. What this story is about is our generation's variety of Jew hatred and the lies Jew haters in our time tell about us and the lengths they will go to make us look bad, like building this phony baloney village. In the past, they called us bloodsuckers, vampires, and then further on, blood-sucking bankers. Today, we are known to have stolen Palestine from the Palestinians, and we're still doing that. And I say Israel has to, at some point, stand up straight and look today's anti-Jews in the eyes and tell them there are no Palestinians and all their propaganda is nothing but this generation's version of anti-Semitism. This is a conflict over so-called Arab Susia that Israel wants to demolish. Is this generation's version of Jews poisoning the wells. The Europeans, it seems, not only donate to Ascherman and B'Tselem, all the major infrastructure in this phony village of 300 people is also paid for by the same anti-Jew countries and their phony baloney NGOs. When the Israeli Supreme Court ruled that such an encampment is illegal and can be demolished, you got to believe it. All the historical evidence, including aerial photos, some perhaps as old as the First World War, show a barren landscape, barren land on where this illegal Palestinian settlement now sits. The claim to being the real ancient Palestinian landowners is perfectly bogus. Only after Israel post-1967 began to restore the area, and especially that ancient synagogue, and implant the Jewish community today with some 200 families, did Arabs begin squatting on the land that today they claim has been in their possession from time immemorial. And as such, Susia is more of the DNA of the entire edifice of lies that is Palestinian nationalism. It is a micro-incident, what they have done here, as part of a macro-level propaganda operation. Again, yours truly is smiling as I contemplate the enormity of what our enemies have accomplished, and clearly by our enemies I do mean more than just the Arabs and Muslims, clearly in this story. The same for Shtukana Europeans, who have been our tormentors for thousands of years, are still at it. UN today is dominated by countries, that is, peoples, obsessed with Israel, and the breathtaking fact of our return and military victories after 18 centuries of oppression, humiliation, abuse, injustice, satanic cruelty. And in their age-old hatred of us, they have managed, tragically with too much Jewish import, into rewriting human history over 18 centuries. It's a point I make repeatedly in my book. The invention of the Palestinians is really the flip side of Holocaust denial. Only in a way it's far greater. Holocaust denial is deleting from history events for a few decades in the 20th century, specifically the crucifixion of an entire Jewish people, while Palestinian nationalism is the insertion into history, the existence of a nation that never was. In both cases, historical truth is raped.
Mizmor le David, Hashem roi lo echzar, bin ot deshe, ירביצני על מי מנוחות ינהלני נפשי ישובב ינחני במעג לצדק למען שמו גם כי אלך בגי צל מוות לא עיר הרע כי אתה עמדי שבתך ומשענתך המה ינחמוני תערוך לפניי שולחן אל נגד צורי נשענת בשמן ראשי כוסי רוויה אך טוב החסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי ושבתי בבית השם לאורך ימים לאורך ימים מזמור לדוד
מזמור
השם רואי לא יחסר
לא יחסר
בנאות דשא ירביצני על מי מנוחות ינעלני נפשי ישובב ינחני במעג לצדק למען שמו גם כי אלך בגי צל מוות לא עיר הרע כי אתה עמדי תנאי נאי 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 Da-nai, na-na-nai, da-na-na-na-na-nai, na-na-na-na-na-na-nai, da-na-na-na-na-nai, da-nai, na-na-nai, na-nai-nai, da-nai, na-na-na-nai, da-nai, na-na-nai, na-nai, na-na-nai, da-nai, na-nai, na-nai, da-na-na-na-na-nai. שבתך ומשענתך המה ינחמוני תערוך לפניי שולחן נגד צורי נשענת בשמן ראשי כוסי רוויה אך טוב החסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי ושבתי בבית השם
לאורך ימים
לאורך ימים דנאי נאי 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 דנאי נאי 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 כי אתה עמדי
Yeah, the invention of the Palestinians, with this phony Susia village being only the latest chapter. It is an extraordinary event in human history. For most of 18 centuries, this country lay uninhabited. It was a barren, mournful expanse, and everybody, that is to say all Christians and Muslims, knew why. Because the Jews were punished by God for their sins and expelled from this land, and no nation came to take their place. At no time in these 18 centuries did anyone claim to be Palestinian, or was recognized as a Palestinian. Haji Amin al-Husseini, born about the same time as the first Zionist Congress of Basel, Switzerland in 1897, spent his whole life insisting there was no such country called Palestine. But starting in the lunatic 1960s, and especially after the miraculous return of the Jews to Jerusalem and Hebron and Shiloh and Jericho, Jericho in 1967, the world has rewritten thousands of years of history. They say now Palestine was never a wasteland. In Arafat's speech to the PLO in 1989, it's in my book, after winning U.S. recognition, he opened by praising the green and verdant land of their forefathers and all of their great accomplishments on this land. And it is this crackpot version of history that is now history around the world. And again, sorry to say, secular Israelis, desperate for the love of the Goyim, so that they would stop persecuting us, have been complicit in the propagation of this cosmic lie. That's the last chapter of my book, the part played in the invention of these phantom people with phantom villages like Susia by the Jewish people's post-Zionist and early post-Jewish Jews. It's covered. At its worst, this tendency led to even the prince of the revisionist movement, Binyamin ben Benzion, son of one of Jabotinsky's pallbearers, proclaiming at Bar-Ilan that he too salutes the right of the ancient Palestinians to a state in Judea and Samaria. And then the Israelis like him wonder why the world gangs up on us as they are now doing over Susia. The J-Post coverage today opened with a meeting held a week ago, I guess a press conference, at the State Department, which, quote, astonished legal circles in Israel. The first question concerned Iran. But immediately, the second one raised the matter of Susia, at which point the State Department spokesman John Kirby began reading a prepared statement to pressure Israel into not enforcing demolition orders at Susia. A prepared statement? And it was the second question? This was a setup meant to distract the debate from the Iranian abomination. The J-Post reporter, one Ari Briggs, said Israelis were astonished for two reasons. One, the State Department was apparently misinformed about basic facts of the case. Oh, sure. Two, the statement appears to be, quote, an arrogant attempt to undermine the Israeli legal system, including its universally respected high court. And I would add respected for it's so normal on that court to be pro-Palestinian and in sync with the rest of the enlightened world. When that court says this shanty town can be demolished, you better believe it. It appears that last week this was a setup by the State Department to deflect attention from the Iranian abomination and to make the Jews the target of attention. And what makes it all so horrible is that the case is so obviously a simple one in which we in Israel have right on our side. And only by anti-Semitic invention does the enemy make a case against us. And to repeat, the enemy is not only the Arabs, but anti-Israelites on the payroll of anti-Jew Europeans whose culture has been anti-Jew for thousands of years. The case of Palestinian Susia is yet another in the annals of Jew hatred for being an invention of alleged Jewish perfidy that never happened. This case is as phony as the Dreyfus trial, the Mendel Baylis case in Russia a century ago. And every time Jew haters claim we killed a non-Jewish child for his blood, that too was a lie. Only official Israel remains cut off from that reality. We need leaders who, when in a press conference with leading European politicians, and before the whole world, really, will say directly to the world, to them, before the cameras, you people are up to your old tricks, telling lies about the evil you need to believe that we commit. These Palestinians are imposters. There's nothing Palestinian about them. Their claims to national rights here are bogus. A major percentage of them are the offspring of migrant workers who migrated here after the Zionists got going. And the minority living here before then insisted they were Syrians. Well, the independent state of Syria came into being in April 1946, 2 years before Israel declared independence. And no one is stopping these Arabs in Judea and Samaria from moving to their homeland of Syria. After World War II, Churchill, Truman, and Stalin at Potsdam tore Germany in two and ordered some 10 million ethnic Germans living in the countries abutting the new map to go live in the new truncated Germany. And so by the same ethical calculus, Israel has the right to tell the Arabs here to go live in historic Syria, truncated after World War I. Whatever shape an Israeli public diplomacy takes, it has to shed its decade-old obeisance to the myth of the Palestinians, for that is at the heart of the entire propaganda war against us. Instead of trying to be nice to the Palestinians, Israel has to say there are none, and that Israel will not negotiate over statehood for this notional nation.
Kumi roni roni balayla, roni balayla le rosh hashmurot. Kumi roni roni balayla, roni balayla le rosh hashmurot. Kumi roni roni balayla, roni balayla le rosh hashmurot. Kumi roni roni balayla, roni balayla le rosh hashmurot. Ahayay, ahayayay, shifri kamayim, kamayim libech. נוכח פני השם איי 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 שפרי כמיים כמיים ליבך נוכח פני השם tananai nananananai nananai 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 nananananai nananai 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 nananananai nananai 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 nananananai nananai nananai kumi roni roni balayla roni balayla lerosh hashmurot 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 ahayay איי-איי-איי, שפרי כמיים, כמיים ליבך, נוכח פני השם. איי-איי-איי-איי, שפרי כמיים, כמיים ליבך, נוכח פני השם. Tananai nananananai nananai 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 tananai nananananai nananai nananai tananai nananananai nananai 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 tananai nananananai nananai nananai.
You're listening to www.deprogramprogram.com, broadcasting from the hills of Judea. I'm Shai Ben-Tekoa. 2 days ago, on Tuesday, Deputy Foreign Minister Tzipi Chotovelli began a series of consultations with European foreign ministers, their deputies and ambassadors of several European countries, in which she showed them evidence of their government's financial assistance to NGOs supporting boycotts, accusing Israel of ethnic cleansing, of apartheid, war crimes, supporting the right of return. Good for her. And I hope she tells each and every one of these people that as far as Israel is concerned, you Europeans are just up to your old tricks. Post-Holocaust, this is how you have chosen to continue your lies about us, your aggression against us, and we demand that you stop it. The Europeans, of course, will protest that for the Ancient Ones, support for the Ancient Ones is not anti-Semitism, in which case she must insist that because the entire corpus of Palestinian nationalism is a mountain of lies, all this Susia business is lies too. They will resist and insist that criticism of Israel is not anti-Semitism, and the answer to that is this. Criticism of Israel that is honest, truthful, and accurate is not anti-Semitism. Trouble is, that's maybe 2.5-3% of the criticism, which a statistician will tell you is statistically insignificant. Put another way, when 97 or 97.5% of the criticism is all lies, then yes, in general, criticism in our time of Israel is anti-Semitism, starting with the Olympian lies of a Palestinian nation whose entire country we allegedly stole. Friends of Israel abroad often ask why Israel's PR is so bad, and this is why. Once you accept the lie of a Palestinian nation with rights here, national rights, you can have no PR. You admit, as Bibi did at Bar-Ilan, that they exist, and therefore, the next and really only relevant question is, when is Israel going to stop occupying their land? Let's have a timetable, Israel. Two webcasts ago, we heard the EU rep, John Gatt-Reuter, speaking like a robot, saying that, quote, settlements are illegal under international law. And enemies like him will continue to parrot this anti-Jew mantra. That's a religious concept, and it is a mantra, until Israel answers with the counterstatement, no, the settlements are legal under international law. Instead, Israel keeps up the dishonest pose of wanting to make a deal, wanting to compromise under the right conditions, when that, too, is a lie. No one, no Israeli leader is ever going to support leaving Judea and Samaria, if only because of the logistical impossibility of that, if only because of the security considerations that make such a retreat impossible. Amadou Shikra, World of Lies. The world tells lies about us, and we too tell lies about us.
Na 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 Nai nai na na nai Hashem melech Hashem malach Hashem imloch Leolam vaed Hashem melech Hashem malach Hashem imloch Leolam vaed והיה השם למלך על כל הארץ ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד הוי נא 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 השם מלך Hashem malach, Hashem imloch, Leolam vaed, Hashem melech, Hashem malach, Hashem imloch, Leolam vaed. Vehaya Hashem lemelech,
lemelech hakol,
al kol haaretz, ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד הוי והיה השם למלך
למלך הכל
על כל הארץ ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד הוי נא 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 Nai nai na na nai hoi na na nai na nai na 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 nai
na 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 nai
nai nai na 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 nai
na 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 nai
na nai na nai
na 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 nai
nai nai na na nai
Hashem melech.
Last item, in keeping with the Susia story and the ceaseless aggression by Europeans against our rightful possession of Judea and Samaria, there was a story yesterday that shook the stock market here, at least wise the bank stocks, which plunged for a time. Fear was spread that the EU was going to sanction any Israeli bank doing any business in Judea and Samaria. But as the truth came out, it was just a position paper published by yet another NGO in Europe, this one called the European Council on Foreign Relations, which is a clone of the Council on Foreign Relations in New York, there led by that anti-Jew Jew and veteran State Department Jew by Richard Haass. In this case, the European Council on Foreign Relations published a paper calling for such sanctions against the banks. This misunderstanding rattled official Israel until the EU itself and the foreign ministry made plain there was no such plan in the works. And it turns out that the ECFR's Middle East and North Africa program is being run by a soulmate of Richard Haass, old Daniel Levy, an anti-Jew English Jew with the soul of a Yossi Beilin. Levy also happens to be one of the founders of J Street, I think. I remember watching him years ago on C-SPAN, expounding on a panel discussion on the Oslo peace process then in progress, and I never heard such a pile of equine excreta in my life, a stream of State Department cliches about confidence-building measures, which told me that this guy has no serious knowledge of the Middle East and the Arab-Muslim war against us. Like Beilin, like Friedman, Goldberg, the whole lot of them, every pronouncement on Israel and our enemies out of their mouths is shaped in such a way as to convey the subtext, the most important message, which is that the speaker does not want to be identified with the Jews and supports their mortal enemies, the Palestinians. What a racket these peace processor types have going for themselves. Comfortable salaries for bashing Israel constantly as the obstacle to peace. And this is one reason why my book's subtitle is Inventing the Palestinians as the Obstacle to Peace. Okay, Laila Tov, Shabbat Shalom, Vitzom Kal. No webcast on Sunday, the 9th of Av. I'll be back, God willing, on Tuesday.